The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So welcome then to the beautiful McLeod's restaurant at the Coniston Hotel, which is more than just a restaurant. And I'm joined by Simon, who's the food and beverage manager for the Coniston Hotel. Thank you, Simon, for inviting me down today.
No, our pleasure. Yeah, I suppose what we wanted to kind of just get across to the listeners is that there's lots of places around the area that are doing fantastic food with great surroundings and all the rest of it, which we of course do here at Coniston. But what we're trying to do is increase and enjoy looking after our guests by enhancing their dinner with us beyond just having a great meal. One of the things that we are becoming very popular at the minute are our live piano nights in McLeod's restaurant. Basically what it does is you come in, you have a great meal and relax with some kind of gentle jazz, blues, piano, nothing too serious, nothing too heavy. And it really does increase the atmosphere and the ambience in the restaurant, and everyone seems to absolutely love it.
McLeod's is the kind of fine dining side of the Coniston Hotel. There is another restaurant, the Huntsman's Lodge, which is kind of more kind of fantastically served, really well presented, fantastic flavours, but you're more kind of everyday food, isn't it?
The way I see it, there's two sides to our dining offer. One, like you said, is Huntsman's Lodge, which is set in possibly one of the most stunning dining rooms in Yorkshire, with certainly one of the best views in the area, overlooking the lake. You can see the house, you can see Malham Town in the background. The food is very relaxed, very informal. It's served well, but it's where perhaps you can go with your family and, you know, relax on a Friday afternoon or Wednesday lunchtime or Saturday night. Whereas McLeod's, it's described as fine dining, but I would say it's fine dining without the fuss. We don't want people to feel uncomfortable in here, and that was partially the reason why we put the addition of the piano in.
And it's not just the piano nights that are the great experience here at the Coniston Hotel. Sometimes there's the odd surprise thrown in as well. I was actually here on Friday night recently, and as I was eating my dinner in the Huntsman's Lodge, two opera singers were introduced to everyone by yourself, Simon. That's not unusual for something like that to happen, is it?
Well, I wouldn't say that was like an everyday occurrence, but one thing that we're in the process of creating, which is another thing I kind of love about this hotel, is we never stand still. We're actually creating our own choir called the Voices of Craven, and what it is, we've reached out to local communities in Gargrave, Hellifield, etc., etc., to see if anyone who was interested in kind of coming together and creating a community choir. Now, this is not something that you have to be particularly good at singing to join. It's more about just having a bit of fun, getting people together, and all the hard work put into that will be kind of come to a head on the 17th of June when we're having an opera night in the Huntsman's Lodge, which is hosted by B.B. Hale, who has performed with some of the best opera houses in the world. We had to test the acoustics for this evening. Friday night was a good night to do it, so we had two professional opera singers bring the house down in the restaurant. And I don't know, what you were there as a guest, what did you think?
It was fantastic. It was just so intimate, a great intimate setting. The acoustics were fantastic, and there was actually, I think, a wedding couple in, wasn't there, who was serenaded by these opera singers, which was a lovely added touch for them.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Yeah, well, we host a lot of pre-wedding meals as well as weddings, as we just thought it'd be nice, you know, dedicated to the bride and groom, and they serenaded them, and it worked really nicely. So,
and it makes you stand out from those, you know, the big chains. We see these big chains over and over, and all these hotels pretty much carbon copies of each other, whereas this very much is an individual hotel. Very much you can feel the kind of family feel almost to it. I mean, Nick Bannister, who's the owner of the hotel, is quite often around. He was there on Friday night introducing the opera singers, and you know, you feel welcomed and like there is a real kind of family feel here, and that only adds to the experience.
Yeah, it's great, and it comes from the top. It comes from the fact that the Bannister family is still so incredibly involved in everything we do at Coniston, whether it be starting up a choir or designing the gym in the spa for Mr. Bannister at 6:15 a.m. every morning, to what we've recently introduced is a fantastic new gin and drinks menu, which after many hours of tasting hundreds and hundreds of gin, Nick Bannister and Mr. Bannister personally chose their favourite 15 that we now put on our menu, which that's the level of interest that they show in this business, and that echoes through all the staff, and hopefully it creates a very personal and family-led team.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's unusual as well. I don't think I've ever been anywhere, and I noticed this when I was here having a drink in McLeod's bar the other night. It was the gin menu. I don't know if I've seen a hotel with a specific gin menu, and there's gins to cater for lots of different tastes on there, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to kind of base it around the estate itself, so we've got some that are suitable for the shooting fraternity, so made by old-fashioned methods in kind of manor houses by the lady of the house, if you will. She's blended that gin herself, to other ones that are more led for guests who may be coming for a spa break, a bit more fresh, a bit more easygoing. And we try and make it fit within the ethos of the estate. And of course, there's been lots of tasting and lots of debate. And we're currently going through the debate with Mr. Vanister of how to make the perfect martini. which is causing much interesting debate in our bar. So.
Oh, I bet it is. I'm sure there's lots of people who think they know the right way to make a martini. And it doesn't just stop there with the gin either. I know that you have a little black book.
Yeah, I do. Well, it's a kind of a small list that actually sits in a little black book of interesting, different, quite rare, but not necessarily expensive wines that we offer to our guests as a bit of a surprise or a bit of something different with the meal. The wine list we've got, which is a central wine list, is great, but we're talking about these experience enhancers. We're talking about things that they probably won't be able to try anywhere else. We only buy 3 or 4 bottles of each of these wines, and once they're gone, they're gone. We never reorder. And it makes for a really interesting evening, not just with the food, but, you know, having a flick through the black book and talking to our staff, asking them questions about them. And it's a real good addition. So it's all about these little things that just take a good meal to a great meal. And it's something that we're really passionate about and really quite excited.
And I've got to say as well that you might be listening to this and thinking, well, fine dining, wonderful surroundings, opera singers, surprises, little black books. You might be thinking, oh, wow, it sounds like it's going to cost the earth to go for a meal there. And it absolutely doesn't. I came for a meal with my wife and 2 friends, and we had 3 courses, a number of drinks, and just absolutely astounded by the value of it. We left feeling like we'd had, for what we paid, the perfect meal, to be honest with you. And I think that's important to remember, is that it's not going to price you out here.
Yeah, well, we're interested in creating a sustainable long-term business. We've tried to offer good value in all our products, whether it be bedrooms, whether it be in the bars, the food offering. We are not the cheapest of the cheap, but by no means are we expensive, and that's how we create a loyal and long-standing fan base and client base, which has obviously worked so far.
Fantastic. And if you do like the sound of what you've heard, then you should get yourself up here. You can book your table online on the Coniston's website, get yourself up here and have a taste, and who knows what little surprise or little added extra to the experience you might get on your visit here.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.